When I first came to America in 1990, there was something called African American Week or Black African, no, Black Awareness Week. That's what it was. And I was going to a school that had about 15,000 students and there were 40 black people. And I came from Canada, so to me, that was a lot of black people. But people would get a lot of, I got a lot of bitterness from people during this week. And they were like, why do we need to have African Awareness Week? And I was like, I have no idea. I was like, what even is that? They're like, you know, like Malcolm X. And I was like, who's Malcolm X? Is there a Malcolm Y? Like, I literally had never heard of any of these people. They were like, you know, like Martin Luther King. And I'm like, you mean Martin Luther, the guy that nailed the 93 theses on the door? That's the only Martin Luther I know about. Because we didn't learn that where I grew up. And over the years, I kind of realized that, yeah, there was a lack of education. I was told that black people didn't contribute anything to society. They were just slaves. So I believe that. I believe that growing up. And I had a really bad self-image around being a black person. So I just thought, I will figure out other ways to shine, because clearly the black thing does not look like a good thing. And, you know, things have actually, they have changed a lot. They really have. And I could sit in my woes and sob about all of the things that have happened to me, or I can be grateful that the whole world is different now. And that's not to say that we don't have any problems, but they're not at the same extent as they were before. And I think that that's why, honestly, like studying voice, studying music, studying singing, and learning what my, I'm still learning what my true voice sounds like. Like, I'm still discovering that. I feel like I probably will be forever, and maybe everybody will. But that's my journey. And so when it comes to like now, what is now known as Black History Month, I think for me, it's a time of appreciation and uniting and unifying, because it's important that, I mean, I think by now it's honestly with social media, you have to be like almost, well, it depends what your feed looks like and your algorithm. But if you know, to think like, oh, black people didn't do anything. I'd like to think we're past those years now. But what would be cool is just to see all of the contributions that not just black people, but every ethnicity contributed to in this country and in Canada, and that they teach that to the children all year round. Like it's just part of the textbooks. So instead of just like focusing on a month and isolating it, I do think that's sort of weird. To be honest, I think it's sort of weird. why can't like the regular people that did whatever they did just be in the textbook with all the other people? The latest I heard is that it's still not, but please correct me if I'm wrong. So that's kind of my take on Black History Month. I do think that it's cool, but I think that it definitely needs to be shared in a way that creates unity. And that everyone feels inclusive in it, because if we are this melting pot, right, like we claim to be, then it's all good. And like this whole idea of, I just think, honestly, I think a lot of people in my generation have passed on a lot of their, sadly, unhealed wounds to the children, and then the kids end up feeling bad and or having an unrealistic and that's not the word I'm looking for. They have an uninformed perspective of what America is based on the wounds. And so I'm all about not promoting the past, because if we keep focusing on it, we're going to keep repeating it. So empowerment is about being here now. And I know that in this moment, like, a very small percentage of who I am is my skin color. It's just the outer casing of my biological spacesuit. I have a mind inside of this. I have a soul that is bigger than my body, that stretches out into the universe and that connects all of us. That's how what I believe. I believe our spirit is actually way bigger than our body, but the body kind of encases part of it. So there you go. Call me weird, but that's how I see it. And that's why we do feel so connected to each other when things happen. It's the physical part of who we are is important, but I believe that most of what is really important are the things that we can't really see. Like, can you see your voice? If you sing, do you see rainbows coming out of your mouth? Like, I always joke with my clients, I don't see anything, but I hear something, I feel it. And those are the things that I believe we take with us when we leave this planet. They're our essence. They're who we are. I mean, I do not believe that it just stops after we cross over, but that's a whole other discussion. But I believe that, hey, if we're here right now, we're supposed to be, and that's a great thing. Let's use our voice. Let's get in alignment. A lot of good things are happening on this planet. A lot of light is shining through. And I'm excited. And it, you know, now we're leaning into Women's History Month, which is March. And it's my birthday this month. So I kind of think that's great. And but it's the same thing. Like, can we just celebrate Women's History Month and not make men bad? You know, and with the Black History Month, does that make white people bad? So, like, I know that in some a very small percentage of this country, but, you know, sometimes people make videos and they go viral online, like of kids. Black kids beating up white kids and stupid stuff like that. And then people start to get false perspectives on what's really happening. I do believe that we are mostly united in this country, and we need to increase that unity through our working on ourselves, on our core, working on how we really feel and how we really think, and feeling the stuck emotions in our body. We can sing through them. We can move through them. There are so many tools that that we have at our fingertips, and they're tools that I offer my clients. You know, it's really about your vocal journey and your vocal expression. So it's all just a beautiful opportunity to, it gives us all a beautiful opportunity to come together through these different ways. Black History Month, African American History Month, African Canadian, like, you know, I was asked, what do you prefer to be called? Black, Negro, African American? And I just remember going, Dot? You can call me Dot. Like, that's my name. And, you know, I haven't been asked that in a long time, but you know, when you have someone that's the only black dot, literally, people start to get a little, like, on their tiptoes, and I've experienced a lot of crazy stuff just because of my skin color, and that was in the past. So I don't know if, like, talking about it now is helpful. I don't know if identifying how insensitive these people were. Like, I've worked through all of that stuff. And, you know, maybe there's still some sadness left over or whatever. I'm not aware of it in my conscious mind. Maybe there's some subconscious residuals left over, but hey man, I got a good education and I learned so much. And the thing I learned, the best thing I learned in my life so far is that, and this is through not just my experience in, you know, going to college and university and all that, and being around a bunch of different types of people, but as a vocal coach, a vocal empowerment coach, the main thing I have learned is that we really are all the same. Everybody, we all have the same insecurities. We all have the same, we all cry with the same, like, I know I probably sound like a meme, but it's really true. And I'm just super grateful that I have this opportunity to be here on this planet right now to create music and to provide a space for people to grow and expand. That's it.